Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Night Shift Podcast. That's right. Welcome to the Night Shift Podcast, where we talk about the news, politics, entertainment, relationships, and etc. How are y'all doing this evening? I'm doing pretty good. Smooth and sailing through this work life, the night shift life, and this podcast life. Very exciting. You know, I get to tell my story. I get to share my thoughts with the world and beyond. So I'm loving it. Exciting. You know what I'm saying? This is going on episode 10 of the Night Shift Podcast. So I appreciate you guys supporting me from all over the world. I'm loving it each and every day. Also, tune into the Paul TV show on Facebook and IG, and also on YouTube. Paul Moss is his name on Facebook. Paul the Chosen One Moss, which is PaulTheChosen1 Moss. And also, my name is A Carter the One, which is A-C-A-R-T-E-R 1, the number 1, D-A 1. Let me say that again. A-C-A-R-T-E-R D-A, the number 1. On Twitter, Facebook, and also Instagram. We usually go about, I want to say about 3 to 5 days a week on IG, on Facebook, and on YouTube. Also, check out the Night Shift Podcast on SoundCloud as well. Also, check out the Night Shift Podcast on YouTube. Also, check out the Night Shift Podcast on Spotify, Anchor, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and many more. I appreciate y'all tuning in. So yeah, let's get right to it. Oh man, it's been a up and down work week, you know, but we selling through, right? The weather didn't change in most places. Certain parts of California started receiving snow a little bit earlier than expected, as opposed to the Midwest enjoying those lovely warm temperatures. I know DC right now, the DMV is raining, so y'all please stay safe, you know what I mean? Stay warm. And if you got to be out in that wet weather, please protect yourself, drive carefully, and have your raincoat, your umbrella, you know what I mean? The whole shebang. It ain't no thing to it, you know what I mean? When you got to move through the rain. So that's that. You out here on the West Coast, bundle up. Please practice your social distancing of 6 feet. And also, please wash your hands, sanitize yourself, your hands, and also keep on that mask. These are not hard things to follow, but some people got their way of looking at stuff. But we got to follow the rules. So let's just do right. Let's just be safe. Let's get these numbers down, because these numbers are just ridiculously just getting out of hand. And for those that want to know the numbers and the updates, please tune into the Paul TV show. He will be giving out the COVID-19 report updates later on this evening or tomorrow, so stay tuned. Go on his page, send him a DM. You can also email us at thenightshiftpodcast1@gmail.com. Let me say that again. thenightshiftpodcast1@gmail.com, which is THENIGHT SHIFT PODCAST 1, the number 1, at gmail.com, which is gmail.com. am. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to it. So how's your night going? What do you do to get through your night when you're working the night shift? That's right. Do you listen to like heavy music, right? Do you listen to soothing music? I'm pretty sure you got your podcast that you like to listen to. I hope that you tune in and you listen to the Night Shift podcast. But if you got plenty of other podcasts, that's cool. You know what I mean? But at the same time, just put this podcast right here in your rotation of your top 10 podcasts. Yes, I did say that. So I'm loving it. You know what I mean? It's been cool. How I get through on my night shift, I get through by reading a book. You know what I mean? Get out, walk around, get some of that cold air to wake you up. You know what I mean? Yeah, I used to drink a lot of coffee, but it really wasn't. After a while, it became not so good to me because, coffee and stomach were not were not very best friends, you know what I mean? So, you know, you got to get to that bathroom, you know what I mean? You better get there before it gets you, if you know what I'm saying. So, you got to kind of be careful with that, you know. But on some other tips, you know, eat light. You know, eat a salad, you know what I mean? Eat you some apples, grapes, oranges, you know. Something on the healthy line and it'll keep you woke. I mean, if you're going to eat your meal, that's cool, but try not to overdo it too much because you're going to go into a comatose. For those that don't know what comatose means, I mean this. Just straight knocked out. That's not a good look on the night shift. That is not a good look on the night shift when your job, when your grind. So, yeah, you got to remember that you are doing a job that pays the bills for the moment or, you know what I mean, funds your company or your main hustle. So be mindful of what you do. Be mindful of what you put into your body. As I'm up right now, getting through it, getting to it, you know what I mean? Getting you moving, getting you used to it on the Night Shift Podcast. That's right, the Night Shift Podcast. You know what I mean? It feels real good, you know what I mean? Just to coast through, just to know that you're doing something positive, just to know that you're doing something right for yourself, just to know that you are always willing to help that person that is in need of help. But at the same time, let's talk about that too, because you got a couple of different issues that come with that. You know what I mean? You got to worry about the people that'll take your kindness for weakness. You got your people that'll just, you know, use you until they use you up. You know what I mean? We all know that song. You know what I'm saying? So, you got to be mindful of that. It's okay to help. It's okay to stretch. You know what I mean? But don't do it until you burn yourself out. You know what I mean? Have your thing in order first. Have your house in order first. You know what I mean? Have your thing in order. Have your shit together first before you try to help others. You know, and don't get me wrong, it's okay to help, but at the same time, have your thing together first so you always have that something to fall back on. Because if you just keep on giving and giving, what you gonna have to fall back on, right? What you gonna have to look to? You know, can you look to the left? Can you look to the right? Because sometimes they may not be there to pull you out of what you're going through. You gotta be mindful of that. They may not be there. Your friends or your family may not be there to pull you out, to help you in the time of need. You know, so you always got, my friend always told me, you always got to keep an ace in the hole. You always got to keep some type of savings. You always got to keep something for you. You always got to keep something in the cut. You know what I mean? So remember that. And for those that don't know what in the cut means, you got to put something up in the back. You know what I mean? That's for the people that's in the back. You know what I mean? That didn't understand why I was coming out with it. You got to save. You got to put up. You got to prepare. You know, being ready is one thing. You know what I mean? But being prepared is another. And I talked to a few guys, you know what I mean, through these classes that I be taking. I be listening through the ABS tribe, you know what I mean? Shout out to Brother Ben X, you know, as Jay called him, BX, and also my other mentor that I call a teach, you know what I mean? Actually a teach. Brother Jake Taylor Jacobs, and shout out to the coach, Coach Young Condadine. But I'm also going to give a shout out to my mentor that actually got me open into talking and broadcasting, going live, and made me his co-host of the Paul TV show. My main man that became a brother from another mother, Paul Moss, man. You know what I mean? You helped me through, and you still help me get through to this day. You know what I mean? So I appreciate the love and the support and the work. And also, you know, my guy, Twine, or the Dirt, you know what I mean? Dirt the Dream Saver. Look him up on, look him up on Facebook. Look him up on IG. He's a content creator coach. So, you know what I mean? Growing with Dirt, you know, hands in the dirt. He gonna show you how to grow, you know what I mean? How to grow your own food. I believe him. And 11 Hertz, they got something going on with that, you know what I mean? So check out my boy 11 Hertz too, which is the number 11 11 HTRZ, 11 Hertz. And also Dirt the Dream Saver, look him up too. And that's who made me realize some stuff too. You know, it was one thing to be ready, but you got to be prepared, you know what I mean? And I was listening to him, and he weighed on it, and it just hit me like, right, a lot of people say that they ready, right? But are you prepared? What are you doing to prepare for your readiness? What are you doing to prepare yourself for that arrival when it's time just to get in the game? You feel what I'm saying? Because a lot of people say they ready, but are you prepared? Are you prepared to take on that battle? Are you prepared to go on that road and travel? You got your paperwork. Did you dot your I's across your T's and let it be? You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know, that's pretty much where I'm getting at with that, you know. Just something to sit back and think about, you know what I mean? I am going to get into my next segment. I am going to bring out the weather in the West Coast. I believe throughout certain parts of the West Coast, like California, I want to say Sacramento, the Bay Area, Stockton, I want to say Los Angeles. Los Angeles is probably at about like a 60, 68 degree weather differential. I believe Oakland was at like a 59 or 60, but they said it was kind of cold out there, which, you know, that's the Bay Area. You by that water, so that breeze coming through. So, you know what I mean? Keep yourself warm. Like I said before, on my Facebook page, I also do the morning weather, and I do midday weather as well. I try to do it all over the globe. I just actually got started doing that. I want to say probably about 2-3 days now. So it's coming along. You know what I mean? That's what I'm doing. I ain't just sitting here talking about it. I'm just doing it. You know what I mean? It's just like work. You feel what I'm saying? You got to put in the work to make things work. You feel what I'm saying? So you got to put in work to make your plans, your dreams, your goals work, et cetera. So you got to put in that work. You just got to get with it. You feel what I'm saying? And that's just love right there. As a matter of fact, we're going to take a 1 minute break. So I'll be back with you guys in about 1 minute. Yes. Hello. I am officially back on the Night Shift podcast. Also, have you ever got a chance to check out Buzzsprout? Well, yes, Buzzsprout allows you to start up your own podcast. And that was the best thing that happened to me, because I got straight into the podcast game. I said, you know what? I want to get into the podcast game. I believe my voice needed to be heard or whatnot, right? So with Buzzsprout, it distributes your podcast to different distributors like Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple, and many more. And not only that, it has all types of features that brings up your podcast. You have the recording, you have the audio, you have the visual, you have the whole nine when it comes to the Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout has a good platform. Also, if you sign up with Buzzsprout, you guys get a $20 gift card from Amazon. And also, click on the show link to not only support the podcast, but to let Buzzsprout know that you guys heard the podcast, right? You guys heard the podcast and can also get that $20 gift card and you can possibly start your own thing. That's nice right there. I like what Buzzsprout did. You know what I'm saying? So check out Buzzsprout to where it distributes your podcast, right? To where you can record your own podcast, to where you can convert it into MP3 mode, right? And then on top of that, you can do audio, you can do visual, you can do many more. So it's an exciting thing that I got into with Buzzsprout. So yeah, give Buzzsprout a try. That's right. But let's get into our next segment of tonight's Night Shift podcast. You know, I always got to hit y'all with some type of positivity, because positivity can cancel all those negative hostilities. Let me say that again. Positivity can cancel out all those negative hostilities. And what I mean by that is, when you believe and you tap into that God, you tap into that inner you, you know what I mean? Nothing can really stop you. You feel what I'm saying? The only person that can stop you is you. You know what I mean? Because you always gonna have the haters in your ear about, you know what I mean, what you can't do. They gonna try to sway you away from what you trying to do or what you're doing. You know what I mean? Don't let that stop you. And I believe that hinders us a lot, you know what I mean, into trying to move into the right direction in your business, you know, moving up in your career, moving up with your company, you know what I mean, and so forth. As long as we got a plan, you know what I mean, you got to have a plan to action. You got to actually put action to make that plan work. And you know what I mean, just really go for it. Really believe in yourself, because nobody going to believe until you believe. But that's okay. It starts with you. You got to believe. And you got to water that plant. You know what I mean? You got to water that plant and put some positivity on it. You be that sun to your plant. You be that water to your plant. You be that water with your words and your actions. And let that positivity shine on your plant. You know? Let that be. And let that just take over. Over, full throttle. You know what I mean? Go for it. Don't let that stop you. Don't let nobody or no one get in your way. You know what I mean? And I had to tell myself that, you know, and it still happens to me to this day, right? So I look at it and I smile and I go about it in a positive way. You gotta carry yourself in a positive manner, because it's so quick and it's so easy to get just suck back in, you know what I mean, because the temptation is there, the doubt is there. Let's not even get started on that, because see, we all had to crawl before we walk. We all had to crawl before we walk, and we was able to stand strong. And you know, when you developing as a baby, and you trying to get your mechanics right, your mechanisms, your goo-goos, your gagas, you're growing your teeth and stuff. You got to go through the process to... I'm about to say this again. You got to go through the process. You know what I mean? In order to be able to bite down on food, you got to go through the process in order to stay firm, for your stomach to be strong, to take those punches, or to take laying on your stomach, getting you ready to walk, getting you ready to crawl through the tummy time and stuff like that. So think about what the baby goes through before it actually gets to that sturdy foundation to where, You know what I mean? It doesn't have that, it don't really need that much help for balance. It takes time. You got to grow it. You got to grow into it. You know what I mean? That's all that I'm saying. You have to really grow into it. You know, you really got to just, on top of that, you got to put in the work. It didn't just come to him. You got to, the parent had to work with the baby, right? So you got to be the one to work on your plan. You know what I mean? You put that work in. Get you a mentor. You know what I mean? Get you a coach. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's going to help you get through. You know what I mean? Talk to somebody, but talk to somebody that knows, that has positive feedback, that can actually help you get through it. You know what I mean? To get to it. Because we do all need somebody to actually help us and push through. Because, yeah, you can't do a lot on your own, but at the same time, you can't keep doing too much stuff on your own. Because, you know, you don't know it all. So, you know what I mean? They always say two heads is better than one. They always said that four hands is better than two. So, that comes out to be true. You know what I mean? So, keep that in food for thought, you know? Also, shout out to my frontline workers. Shout out to my nurses, my doctors, my construction workers, my security guards. I'm missing something. My FEMA workers. I'm talking about the hotel workers that got to actually come front line in contact with this virus that's going on out here. Got to make sure that everything is clean. Trying to make sure that you guys are healthy. Make sure that your rooms are neat and clean. Make sure that your bathrooms is clean. Also with the doctors that's helping, trying to cure you and get you back to A1, you know what I mean? Get you back all strong. Get you back right to where you can get back out and provide for your family and to be around your family. Let's keep those people that's out here going through less fortunate times right now on this earth in our prayers, you know what I mean? As a lot of things is coming up, you know, you still got those that still go all out for you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas and stuff like that. Let's just show the real meaning behind that stuff, because it's not about the gifts, right? It's about the heart, you know what I mean? It's about helping people. And I believe that's what, you know, God wants us to do. Help our people in time of need, you know what I mean? Do it because you know that's the right thing to do, you know what I mean? Blessing comes back in tenfold different types of ways, you know what I'm saying? So let's just be mindful. Let's try to, you know what I mean, tap into sources that we know to help families that need to eat, that need clothing resources, right? That need water, that need shelter. If you guys got any type of leads, I'm also have that posted in the Night Shift Podcast group. You guys can always come to the Night Shift Podcast group. You probably got to fill out a couple of questions online and get into my group, which is on Facebook, which is called the Night Shift Podcast. You'll see my logo. It hasn't changed. You can click on that. Leave some type of jobs, resources, clothing, food, etc. I'm going to have a few things posted up on that part as well. So feel free to tap into those resources. Hopefully that can help you get through. You know, everybody's on this technology nowadays, and you can also spread the word. Be a help to your community. Like I always say, be a help to your people around you. Black, brown, white, Caucasian, purple, Mexican, Filipino, Latino, like my mans always say, that's Splinglish. Shout out to Mercy G, Mercy Gray. I'm just saying, you know, let's just help one another and make this world a better place within ourselves, you know what I mean, within our communities, because it's going to take for us to do it. It's going to take for us to move it. It's going to take for us to actually put in the work and pursue it and just do it, you know what I mean? Let's just stop with the small talk, you know what I mean, and really be about something. That's all I was trying to say, you know. But anywho, I'm here. If you guys ever need me, you know what I mean? You can inbox me at Anthony Carter Facebook. IG is A Carter the One. You'll see my face on there. I got a cartoon face on my page now. So you can actually tap in and look into that. Whew, that'd be cool as well. You can tap and look into that. You know what I'm saying? I also go on my Twitter page, A Carter the One. You know, I appreciate you guys checking out the Night Shift podcast, supporting me all the way through and through, like you always do. Excuse me. I had to give me something to drink, y'all. I was getting kind of cotton mouth over here. So, yeah, I'm back. I appreciate you guys supporting the Paul TV movement. I appreciate you guys checking out the Buzzsprout. I appreciate you guys checking out Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pocket Cast, Breaker, and I'm also on TuneIn as well. So, we working, you know what I mean? I appreciate you guys from all over the world listening. Also, if you find it in your heart to just click on my share link or to click on the link on my page, you always can feel free to support the podcast. Also, you can always go on SoundCloud, which is, you'll see the logo is orange and white, and it's going to say SoundCloud. But when you click on there, search for the Night Shift Podcast with my logo with A. Carter and P. Marsh, and you'll see the logo. So you can actually go on there and support the podcast, the Night Shift Podcast, that brings you the news, that brings you the entertainment, that brings you the positivity, that brings you the wisdom, that brings you the courage, that brings you the strength, that brings you to attack and tackle and push you through and help you get through your night shift. You feel what I'm saying? I know that y'all out there on the grind. I know that y'all out there doing your 9 to 5. I know that you out there entrepreneur trying to survive. But support is the key, you know what I mean? We can support each other through these times right now because we all we got, you know, at the end of the day. But like I said, it's all types of resources and help. You just got to take the time to really tap into it and act on it. You know what I mean? Tap into and just act on it. You know, because you can have all these resources, right? But if you don't utilize them, you don't put them to action, then what good is it, right? That's just good information that done went bad. Because it's a time limit on certain stuff that you got to act on. It's not always going to be there forever, right? Because there's a whole lot of other people that's in that same position as you or I once was. So when you get those resources, you know, you want to move on that ASAP. You want to get on it. You want to figure out what you can do, right? You want to, you know, you want to put that movement in. Put that first foot forward. That's what you want to do. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do to get through. You know. But before I wrap up this show, y'all, because it's almost my time, you know what I mean? I just had to really get on here and give y'all some food for thought. I just want to say love one another. Pray for one another. Look out for one another. Let's not hate on one another. Let's congratulate. Don't get caught up on the things that you see on Instagram, on Facebook. Rest in peace to the young brother King Von. Rest in peace to all the fallen soldiers throughout 2020 and beforehand. Also, I want to give a shout out to all the veterans out there. Salute, you feel what I'm saying? I also want to give out to all my entrepreneurs out there. I wish I could just name y'all, but I'll get y'all on the next show. Shout out to all y'all out there that's doing what y'all supposed to be doing, that's networking, that's moving around, and that's not letting the pandemic stop you. I appreciate y'all, man. So on that note, I appreciate you guys for tuning in to the Night Shift Podcast. That's right, on the Night Shift Podcast. One love. Peace. Ah.